I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Siegel, Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection. And Thanksgiving. Yes. And it is the largest that many cooks prepare each year. Getting it just right. Especially the turkey brings a fair amount of pressure, whether or not a host is experienced with roasting one. And, Michelle, we've got some interesting questions, I think. And, Michelle, it's great to have you here.
Great to be back. Thank you.
Now, some of the questions, food safety. You know, I was talking about it early this morning, okay, because we had a product that that was not safe right now. And why is food safety so important this time of year?
Well, I think, and I was listening to your program earlier today, really what you see going on with the lettuce situation, it really highlights how sick you can get if your food has some sort of bacteria or there's any kind of foodborne illness. And I think a lot of us, for the most part, we have relatively safe food in this country, and we're fortunate. When you consider the volume of food people eat and the number of people who get seriously ill or sick, we're relatively safe, and I think sometimes we take that for granted. But now we thought this was a good time to really remind people, and certainly events in the news are helping and amplifying that, is that it really is important to be careful about food safety, particularly if you're preparing a big meal. You may be serving more people than you're used to. You may be cooking foods you don't typically cook. And so there's really kind of the two things. You want to be careful. Sometimes you can do everything right, and you bought a salad at a restaurant, and it turns out to have something, or you bought some lettuce, and it got you sick. But there are a number of things people can do to protect themselves in terms of how you prepare your food and how you behave in your kitchen. And with the holiday coming up, we thought this would be a great time to remind people of the stuff they can do.
You know, now the turkey, you know, and it's just incredible. I remember my grandmother when she used to get the turkey all ready and how long it would take and so on and so forth. What should the people, though, know about the safety of doing a turkey? It's a, you know, this is quite a thing to do. It really truly is. It looks simple, but it's not simple.
No, that's a great point. And I think for a lot of people, you don't cook an entire turkey very frequently, and so I mean, one thing, and this is with turkey and everything, always read the labels carefully. Understand, is your turkey frozen? Is it just already, like, refrigerated and you need to deal with that? But so here's some basic things to do, and hopefully you've done some of these already, or you'll certainly have this in mind for the future. But you want to have two good thermometers. One, you want to be sure that your food that's being stored in your refrigerator and that you're sort of keeping cold is stored at 40 degrees or slightly below. And if in a normal working refrigerator, that's typically the case, but always good to have a thermometer to confirm that the food is staying at an appropriate temperature until you're ready to cook it. The second thermometer you're going to want is one to measure the heat. And so you really want to make sure your turkey reaches at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
165.
Yep, and you want to be sure the entire turkey reaches that. So you want to be careful. So when you're checking your turkey, you're going to want to check the thickest parts and some of the dark meat and the white meat with your thermometer and make sure all the way through that you have gotten to 165 degrees, or of course higher is safe, but you don't want to be below that.
Well, again, these are some of the things, you know, and what fascinates, I love that. Thanksgiving is my favorite. That is my.
It's a great holiday. It's just so nice to be with family. Yeah.
I just Love it. But again, you know, to prepare for it, to get everything ready, I mean, is an awful lot of work.
Oh, it definitely is. And then, I mean, just getting all the ingredients, storing it correctly. So, and I'm actually hosting this year, which I typically don't do. So
you are.
Actually, these tips are very personal for me as well. So you of course have your turkey. There's other things you want to be doing to really make sure, you know, in your preparation that you're doing things safely. So one, just you want a clean place where you're cooking. And I know it kind of goes without saying, but, you know, make sure your hands are washed, that the area where you're cutting up food and mixing, you know, ingredients has been sort of is sanitary and washed down. In particular, separate, so you're going to have your raw turkey initially, and you may be doing stuff, maybe you're putting in stuffing, who knows what you're doing, but just the juices and other things can leak into areas. So when you have, you want to keep your raw turkey away from other foods, if at all possible.
Keep it away from other foods.
Keep it when you're preparing, right. You don't want the juices, you don't want other things now getting onto other foods. So then you cook your turkey to an appropriate temperature, but other food maybe now has been cross-contaminated. And, you know, again, not too hard. Use different utensils, so you don't want to take the knife you use to cut into a turkey before it's fully cooked and then use that to cut up salad bits, things like that. So you'll use different utensils, use different cutting boards, just any supplies you're using. Certainly you'll want to, you know, if you've got raw meat and you've had that on your counter and then you've put it away, clean the counter again before you use it to prepare other foods. So that's really important.
Michelle Siegel, Commissioner of Department of Consumer Protection, who comes by and joins us once a month. And I just thought, you know, with Thanksgiving. And, you know, I never realized that there is so much, there's so much work. And, you know, I'm just wondering, too, I mean, you've got to be safe. You really, truly do. You know, when I had that story this morning about the lettuce.
Yeah, it really highlights just how bad it can be if something does go wrong.
Now, again, what about leftovers? That's what a lot of people, I love leftovers, but what about them?
Yes, one of the great Thanksgiving traditions is having a lot of leftover food. And so, you know, a couple of things. One, you're going to want to get the food within about 2 hours, get it back into a refrigerator so you don't want to leave it sitting out all day in sort of an uncontrolled temperature sort of environment. So after about, you know, within 2 hours of being at room temperature, you'll want to put it away. Cut up the leftover turkey into smaller pieces. You'll want to store that separate from the other foods. If, let's say, you're traveling, so typically when I am the guest for Thanksgiving, when we're leaving, the host is always like, well, take some leftovers with you. You've got to take this home. It's too much for all of us, and that's our standard. So have a cooler in your car. So if you're taking leftovers home, you can keep them at that safe temperature, especially if you have a long drive or something like that. And generally, leftovers are going to be good for a few days in your refrigerator.
I was going to ask you, how long would you say?
I would just say, you know, 3-4 days. Certainly, if something looks bad or if it, you know, there has a weird smell, get rid of it. But generally, 3 to 4 days in a refrigerator. So if by like Sunday, Monday, you haven't eaten your leftovers, you'll want to move them to a freezer. And that's pretty important. You don't want to have it sitting in your refrigerator for several weeks and then try to eat it. So those are kind of the big tips with leftovers. Kind of get them into the refrigerator. Don't keep them out at room temperature all day. You know, after a couple hours, get them into the refrigerator and then try to eat them within, you know,
over
the
weekend. I would think, there are some people that have huge, huge turkeys because they have a lot of people coming. And it's got to be quite a while for them to get that all set. And they have different kinds of turkeys now. You know, they have some they don't have the bones in them, and I mean they go from one to another, and of course that's all cooking differently. It's being cooked differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's always, again, read the labels. If you're not quite sure what's the proper way to cook the sort of combination of products you have, the internet, lots of places you can go to kind of get good advice. you know, I generally would encourage look for government sites. So the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, you know, has a good site, and it's going to have a lot of information on food safety. And then when you're, but you know, the key is, however you've decided to cook your turkey, look for like the thickest part of the breast, thickest part of the thigh, and that's where you're, places like that. So you're getting both dark and white meat because those cook differently. And make sure you're.
I love dark meat.
Okay, there you go. You like, yeah, like the leg or something. It's so make sure those have gotten to that pivotal at least 165 or higher.
Okay, I'm glad that that you stopped by and just gave a couple of hints on turkey cooking and everything else. There's just something about I don't know about you, but there's something about Thanksgiving, and I was thinking about it again this year, and I do every year, of all the things that we have. Thanksgiving does something that everybody can be the same. You know what I mean? They might like dark meat. They might like the white meat. They might, but there's a sameness, and there is a certain happiness that we don't always have all the time. And that is that's one of the things I just love about Thanksgiving. I do. And I'll tell you something right now. My favorite dessert has always been, okay, is that wonderful, wonderful pie. And I bet you know what kind of pie, huh?
Oh, I don't know if I could get, do you like pumpkin pie?
That's it.
Is it? All
that's
right,
the
yeah,
one.
Certainly oh, a popular one.
I just love pumpkin pie. It's
excellent choice.
And I, you know something, and on the farm where I grew up, my grandmother, she used to make, it was always pumpkin pie. And boy, would that go fast.
Do you put like the whipped cream on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's just a great, I don't know, it's just a great holiday. I'm so glad that you could spend a little time with us and come over. And you're with us once a month. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving.
No, it's a wonderful holiday.
So you are going to be going somewhere too, huh?
Well, I am going to the host this year, so I'm going to have a house full of family. So I will hopefully not get any of them sick. So
well,
that's,
you,
you know, well, my one
you
of
had
the big
the,
goals.
You had the rundown right here on my program.
Exactly.
This is the first time that I have ever had on my program someone like you who is going to host a big dinner for Thanksgiving. All right. And
all right.
You were here first.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully that'll go well. And I've got my thermometers. I've got my roaster.
Oh, knowing
we'll see
you,
how
I
go.
Bet you do. But no, it's great to have you.
You too.
You know, I was just trying to think. I remember when we first met, and I said, you know, I just thought that this would be a great show to have once a month to have you on. Because it's so many, how many different, though, you're head of the whole shebang, and how many different, that's what fascinated me, the number of things that you do. How many different things do you have to do?
Oh, we do an enormous amount, and really in large part, almost every day, people are out there buying a product, buying a service that we regulate. So certainly food safety is a huge piece of what we do. We license a lot of people. I know we've talked about home improvement contractors before.
Yep.
We've talked about our Lemon Law program to help protect people who've bought a new car that's not working the way it's supposed to. We do a lot. We regulate the liquor industry. We regulate the pharmaceutical industry, so all the pharmacies out there, we'll do that, and we're doing a lot to fight the opioid epidemic. And,
oh, that's huge.
You know, with trying to encourage, responsible prescribing, but then also getting people clearing out your medicine cabinets, so we talked about that last month.
Yes, we did.
So we do an enormous amount. We regulate the gaming industry, so when you start
and
hearing
I heard,
talks about
I had,
sports betting and things, that may one day come to our agency.
I had a couple of calls last week on that about
sports betting.
Yep, about sports betting. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So that's certainly another area we regulate. So there's a lot out there, and of course we have we try to help consumers who have complaints with their businesses and try to educate people just how to make good decisions. Whether you're buying something, maybe donating to a charity, which is something people often do this time of year. So just even visit our website. It's ct.gov /DCP and, you know, look around. We have a lot of tips and information out there for people on just about any basic decision, purchasing or service.
Well, that's what when I first started thinking about this, I said, you know, I've got to get somebody on the program a regular basis, like once a month, because this is so important. And sometimes we don't think about the real important things. And when you were telling me, when you first came in to meet, you were saying all these things. And I said, my God, this is going to be great for my audience. Well, good luck. Good luck with your turkey today.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody else.
All right, and happy to you.
It.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, friends, it is, 10 minutes before the hour.